This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's right. Monday morning. Oh my God, what could be better? I'm delighted to be here. We're very happy to have you here as well. Yay. 8:08 in the morning. Yay! Whatever you're doing, we're here with you. Let's do this. It's gonna be fun. I can feel it. It's gonna be an awesome week. right, isn't it?
It's great.
I'm sure we'll have a vaccine by the end of the week. That'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
Super. Right. I mean, it's all working
out. Big
changes
are coming.
This is the week with the big changes, Vin.
Okay.
I'm positive. Oh, fingers crossed. Hey, you guys, the 8 o'clock celebrity trash, which is probably going to be the best trash I ever do. This is it.
All right.
It's brought to you by Manners. Manners. Mm. As we learned in the last news break, Manners. Not everyone has them. If you're out picking up food or... if you're in a grocery store, you know, wherever you are, if you're interacting with someone outside your normal circle, your little circle of people, do your best to put some good manners on. Thank people for the, you know, they don't want to be there. They're working. Nobody wants to be at work. You know, thank you so much for being here, for interfacing with the public. You're what's between me and that food right there. Let me give you some dollars. And they'll thank you for it, too, you know, because they probably have good manners, too. Manners. Fewer and fewer of us have them. Oh, boy. We laugh, but it's true. Hey, here's something. This is just cute. I thought this was very cute. Katy Perry, I guess this was on Orlando Bloom's Instagram, but I saw this morning. It was just so not what I expected. Like, she clearly doesn't want to dance. She's heavily pregnant right now. She's wearing, like, this, you know, tracksuit that's just, it's tight. It is, and she's, like, slumped back in the chair of the car and, like, in the passenger seat, and she's got her mask on. And it is, it's just good, solid fun. When he starts playing the song and she jumps out of the car and Bryn's going to play it for you now. So there she is. She's sitting in the car and he's going real, real slow and not stopped. And she opened. Oh, now they're stopped. And here she is dragging herself out of the car. And then she's ghost riding. There's a sideways thing here. There we go. That is. She's exposed the belly, and it's that shot of her actually getting out of the seat with her big round bum just like filling the whole frame. I'm like, that's adorable. Like, that's what, you know, that's just good times. Look at them having fun.
And of course, I've never been pregnant, but I have been with someone who was, and it is hard enough to be pregnant in the summer, heavily pregnant, as you stated. And then add to that a mask is necessary and you might get sick anywhere. I can't imagine how much harder it is to get everything you need and stay safe and all the stuff, plus be fretting over what the hospital situation is.
I'm sure
it's difficult. I give them credit for staying, you know, in some kind of headspace that's where they're
That's
having
fun.
Some fun.
They're having
Good
some
for
fun.
Them.
You know, right. That's a, I thought you were going to say, you're giving them credit for keeping it. I'm like, oh, well.
No. I just
was
mean,
having,
you know.
Being in the right headspace. No, that's much more palatable.
It's very easy to be caught up in.
I give up. It's too hard.
It's scared and worried and all that.
Oh, excuse me. That is not what, you shouldn't do that.
That's not what I said.
Thank you, Paul Anka. It got real hard. We just made this call.
That adorable video is up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, you put it up? Oh, good. Yeah. It's really cute. It's worth a minute of your time. Just to, you know, just watch it. You just, and any woman who's ever been pregnant, just, you feel her as she rolls sideways out of the car and manages
to
get on her feet.
She still pulled those dance moves, though, the sideways.
Oh,
step the,
yeah. No, she, well, she's a dancer, you know. Once she's up, she can, you know, do some steps. She's good at it. Guess who's back in the news, everybody? Guess who's back? Carol's back. Baskin's back.
Oh, boy. All right.
Carol Baskin. As you know, she took out Joe Exotic, and now she's after Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Carol Baskin. Husband whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. So, apparently, in Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's new video, they have a song together called WAP, W-A-P, WAP, WAP, WAP. It features exotic cats. And Carol, the lady who murdered her husband a few years back, she is not down with that, even though it looks like they were shot in front of a green screen, inserted into the video. I don't know. Carol says, they probably dealt with one of the big cat pimps, cats and kittens, who makes a, what did she say? What was her tagline? It was kitties and cats.
Hey, how are you?
Cool, I can't remember.
Cool cats and kittens.
That's right.
They probably dealt with one of the big cool cat and kitten pimps, who makes a living from beating, shocking, and starving cats to make them stand on cue in front of a green screen in a studio. That's never good for the cat. She goes on. The worst part is that it glamorizes the idea of rich people having tigers as pets. That makes every ignorant follower want to imitate by doing the same. The video, by the way, might be worth a minute of your time just because it's ridiculously sexual. But you could take a stand and not watch it because she's not wrong. We shouldn't be playing with big cats. They're not pets.
All right.
As much as I don't like Carol Baskin.
She's the expert, right?
Sure. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Is this a ploy for her to get the cat into her sanctuary?
Who the hell? You're right. Let me have more cats to make people pay money to come and see.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing, the contradiction in that show was that she also had her own little zoo going.
Right.
So I don't get, like, the, I mean, I guess,
well,
she did a better job taking care of them, but.
And she didn't breed them, supposedly. Although, didn't they say she did do that early on? And she just,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying is I don't think that any of those, not one person on that show should be used as an expert for anything.
Agreed. And not, certainly not as an example of a decent human being. Like, they're all awful people. And
right.
I think she killed that guy.
Well, I'm not. Yeah,
right. I mean, don't
there.
We all
don't
kind
know.
Of think?
You mean her ex-husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, her ex-husband. I mean, come on. But I will say Joe Exotic took a little. I mean, come on, buddy. Just, you know, hunker down, have your zoo and your tight pants and your weird hairdo and et cetera. You can have all that. You don't have to go after Carol. She ended up taking you down.
And your piercing. What do they call those
again?
Prince Albert.
Prince Albert. And all your meth addicted husbands, you know,
right? Just,
you can have all that and leave Carol alone and just keep on going with your crazy ass self. Whew.
Did you mention that Kylie Jenner's in this video as well? She makes an appearance.
Oh, I didn't know that because I didn't watch far. Is she also very
right
sexual?
Before the tiger scene? Is her? So I'm gonna,
I want to see a little of this. I follow Kylie, she's amazing. Oh,
nice.
There
shot.
She is.
Look at that,
and that's her ass.
Yeah, it's a very nice
and there's her boobs.
Mm-hmm.
That chick is so foxy. And then there's a cheetah going, hey, man, why are you wearing my cousin? Because she's wearing all cheetah print or leopard, whatever it is.
This is the video. This is Cardi B's video?
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, and there you go. There's now we got Cardi B who's doing the splits across two. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, she's got the Janet Jackson nipple covers on. That is, and the cat looks hungry.
Yow.
Yeah. See, I told you it was worth a minute of your time.
I assume this was shot before Megan Thee Stallion was shot. That didn't come out right. But
before she got shot in the foot?
Before she got shot in the
oh,
foot.
Oh, here's Megan.
There she is. She's dancing. And
yeah, they can both do the splits, so they're proving
fine.
That. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, she's not standing, though, so maybe her foot's hurting her. Oh, boy, she's like a tiger, too. She's got white tiger.
All right. Oh, okay. Well, this video is something you might want to see if you're a fan of their music they're doing then.
Or if you're a fan of giant behinds. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a bunch of girls with giant behinds. Although this is, okay. Let's move on. I'm getting really sucked into that. Congratulations, Taylor Swift. She doesn't have a giant behind, but she does still have the number one record in America.
Yeah.
Folklore continues at number one for the second week on the Billboard 200 chart. And it sold about 135,000 equivalent album units. You know, that's all streaming and crap. That's down 84% from its opening, but that's to be expected. That first week, everybody's got to stream the hell out of that. 846,000 units the first week and 135,000 for the second week. Congratulations to you, Taylor. Did I send you this Blink 182 song?
You sure did,
song?
Sarah.
Okay, girl, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. Phew, I always forget if
thank
I sent you
goodness.
Stuff. We're 8 months into 2020, and Blink 182 is singing what we're all thinking, F quarantine. You have to use your imagination. It's a four-letter word that starts with F. You figure it out. The group's latest single is called Quarantine. It is it's an angry song of the times we're living in with the pandemic.
Doesn't Blink 182 know it's shelter in place? It's not
exactly.
Quarantine.
Yeah, you guys, come on.
Blink 182.
Forget it. Maybe I have to rewrite the song.
I'm texting in from 831.
Thank you.
That's not, they're using the wrong term.
Quarantine is Blink-182's first new music since their 2019 album, Nine. And this is their ode to 2020. The badly named Quarantine. Here we go.
I guess I'm blessed to be so made up bored and hiding from this random attention that was to send us to
miss any of that. The chorus goes, quarantine, F this disease. I'd rather be on Star Tours or stuck at the DMV. Quarantine, no, not for me. I thought things were effed up in 2019. F quarantine. So there you go.
Right.
If you want to rock out, you know, with your shelter in place anthem. There you go. Shelter in place. F that noise. Yeah, everyone's bored. Everyone's going crazy at this point. Jimi Hendrix, they auctioned off one of his guitars. It's from the early 60s, and it was, let's see, I think they thought it was going to go for around like maybe $50,000,
$60,000. Yeah.
Ended up going for $216,000.
Nice.
It was a guitar he played in the early 60s when he was a fledgling at that point. It's early days guitar. It's the Japanese Sunburst electric guitar, and it looks like.
So it's not even one of the Fender Strats he was known for, huh?
You know, it is Strat shaped, Vin. I'm looking at it. It doesn't have strings on it. It's just the body is beat up. They're saying Japanese Sunburst electric guitar. They're not saying anything about it being a name you would have heard of.
Right. Well, back in the day, they didn't, the companies like Fender and Gibson, I don't believe they had separate facilities to make a cheaper version of their guitars.
Right.
I think they just made their guitars. So it must not be a Fender.
Yeah,
probably
they would say,
some other
right?
brand.
I mean,
yeah.
you'd think they would definitely say. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So it had a pre-auction estimate of $50,000, and it went for $180,000, but apparently $180,000. When you auction something, the buyer pays a bunch of extra fees. $36,000 in extra fees. I'd be like, I was capped out at $180,000. You know, $216,000 is what the guy owed. So they call that the final price. Netflix just put out a movie a little while ago about the Eurovision Song Contest. It stars Rachel McAdams and Will Ferrell. I see you nodding, DeJesus. Have you watched this? Do you like this?
Yeah, I watched it. It was pretty good. I didn't realize there's one scene where they have past Eurovision winners sing a song, like a song along is what it's called in the movie.
Oh, a song along.
With Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. But someone else is singing for Rachel McAdams. But it was
so. This is a real contest.
Yeah, it is real.
It's the Eurovision Song Contest, and it's a songwriters contest. And they actually, one of their big things is this is a show about a contest, not a contest for a show.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a long running the Eurovision Song Contest. Anybody who writes a song can enter it, and then they narrow it down, but they do it like in a. Apparently bracket style, you know, like March Madness style.
Oh.
Does that sound like the movie?
Yeah, and it's kind of, I kind of got like the Olympics too of like songwriting because one person represents each country in Europe.
Oh,
so they each have their own sort of whittled down process. It's like the Miss Universe contest, right?
Yes.
Pageant.
Yeah.
So, okay.
In the movie, Rachel McAdams and Will Ferrell are representing Iceland. And then
together, so
yeah,
they're a songwriting
they're a band. Yeah,
I see mm-hmm. an Icelandic band.
Yeah,
why not?
Okay. Very
all
cute.
Right. Well, so on the backs of this, and you know, people finding out about this Eurovision song contest, we are getting our first ever American Song Contest. It is going to premiere during the 2021 holiday season. The show will welcome musical artists and bands from each of the 50 states and across every musical genre to perform all original songs on this live televised thing. By the way, you can be you could be Chris Martin and write a song and enter. I mean, I guess you have to be American. I don't know for this. But they basically say, imagine if music was an Olympic sport and artists from all over the world came together to compete for the gold. That's Eurovision. The American version will be different than anything seen before on U.S. television. It's the excitement of March Madness and the NFL playoffs with the artistry and beauty of world-class performances. So basically, whether you're an amateur or already signed to a major label, no one is excluded from this. I guess the people who judge these songs... you know, listen without knowing anything about the person who wrote them. And it's, I'm not sure. I guess you can have, you can be a solo artist, a duo, or a band with up to 6 members. I don't have a lot of info on how you enter, although I'm sure you can just easily Google that. But it looks like they're saying the holiday season of 2021. So I guess it's a year out. Or, you know, a year and a half out.
Sure.
But we're going to get our own version of the Eurovision Song Contest. I got to watch that movie. You're not the only person I've heard saying, yeah, that's pretty good. And I'm always looking for a way to kill 2 hours, you know? Let's make that happen. Bored in the house. I'm in the
right,
house
it hasn't been easy. I don't necessarily like it because it comes down to judging, and judging is subjective. I mean,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, okay. I guess that'll be one way for some artists to be seen, and we
right.
certainly need new artists to be able to find their way to, you know...
the mainstream.
Right.
The lamestream. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, I've got so much stuff, including a meteor shower in the sky this week.
Ooh.
I imagine you'll love that. Also, that bandana you're wearing's not getting it done, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.